The Moon is joined by Saturn, Venus and Neptune on February 1st, while at the same time, it reaches perigee of 367,457 km February 5th, the Moon reaches first quarter, close by the Pleiades, M45, only 0.5 degrees away February 6th. Jupiter is 5 degrees south on the early morning of February 7th. By February 9th, Mars is 0.8 degrees south of our satellite. The Moon is full February 12th. February 17th, Spica, the bright star in Virgo, the Maiden, is 0.3 degrees north of the waning crescent moon. On that same day, the Moon reaches apogee of 404,882 kilometers. Antares is 0.4 degrees north of the last quarter moon on February 21st. New Moon is February 27th. Mercury is in superior conjunction, meaning it is on the far side of its orbit, behind the Sun. By month end, the speedy planet is just starting to appear after twilight. Venus, the evening star, continues to blaze in the southwest, visible even in early twilight. The bright planet is among the stars of Pisces, the fish. Venus achieves greatest illuminated extent February 14th. Even though the planet appears as a crescent, the square degrees of the visible portion are at their greatest amount. Mars rises in the east in mid-afternoon, becoming visible as darkness falls in the stars of Gemini, the twins. The waxing gibbous moon joins the crowd February 9th, to the east of Orion, the hunter. The red planet makes a nice triangle with Castor and Pollux during the month. Jupiter, in Taurus, the bull, has been retrograding and is stationary February 4th, then slowly resuming eastward, prograde motion, just a few degrees north of Aldebaran. The end of the month sees double shadow transits across the face of the gas giant. Saturn, at the beginning of the month, is barely visible in the southwestern evening sky, fading fast as it nears conjunction with the Sun. Watch for Mercury 1.7 degrees away February 25th. Uranus is in Aries, the ram, visible in the evening sky after sundown. The blue-green planet falls into a long line of celestial objects February 2nd, with Saturn near the Sun, Venus to its northeast, then the Moon, Uranus, and Jupiter. Neptune, though barely visible even in a telescope, is clustered with the waxing crescent moon and Venus in the southwestern evening twilight. The zodiacal light is visible in the western evening twilight for 2 weeks during the end of February and into March. This phenomenon is caused by dust in space along the ecliptic being backlit by the Sun. It's subtle, but fun to catch a glimpse. James Edgar has had an interest in the night sky all his life. He joined the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada in 2000, was national president for 2 terms, is now the editor of the Observer's Handbook, and production manager of the bimonthly RASC journal. The IAU named asteroid 1995 XC5, 22,421, James Edgar, in his honor, and he was recently awarded a fellowship of the RASC.